This is The Status Bro.
You take a mortal man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, Kevin Eveling, joined as always by my my trusty co-host, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, the usual.
How does it feel to be back in the saddle?
It feels great. It's been a while.
God, I feel like I've been on the bench. It's the worst.
Warm in the bench, you're absolutely
not on the
right.
Bench of any kind of, you know, lack of performance in any way, but on the bench because we just had a ton of stuff going on with work. I had some family issues. A relative passed away. Had to deal with all of that, and then covering for some other people at work during times when we normally would do the show. They threw off our whole mojo and schedule, and it was a big mess.
We've been working hard.
We have been working hard. I was a little bit nervous. I actually said as we were walking into the studio today, I hope I still remember how to do this.
It's been a while.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've hosted this particular show. What if I lost my mojo?
There's been some changes, too.
There have been some changes. We're in a different studio. It's much bigger, and I'm still getting used to it because now I have like four different screens to look at with all my stuff on it.
Yeah.
I used to just have one pretty much that I could rely on.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. Now I have to have all my stories and stuff over here and then like controls over here and the board here. It's quite the spread.
Yeah, but you don't have to bring your iPad anymore, so you got that going for you.
Yeah, that's true. I got the – I mean, that's just too much technology.
Stop.
I can't throw that into this mix. It's like – totally unnecessary.
My morning workspace, I kid you not, I have five screens that I work off of. Five.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
No way.
It's like being in a Gundam vehicle or something.
And it's awesome. I love it.
What, are you trying to be Neo from The Matrix?
Yeah, I feel like I'm bringing in the apocalypse
cool
from 5 to 10 a.m.
When you're in your little command center.
Yeah. Hunt the White Rabbit.
It sounds like a dork paradise, I'm not going to lie.
I love it. I'm doing radio. It's fun.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let it slide. I think our last show that we were doing, I opened up when we talked about, was that really the last show we did? We talked about Mad Max.
Yeah, it was like a month ago.
Good God, it's been a long time. I actually went and saw a couple movies in the meantime, though. I saw Jurassic World and Entourage. Both I enjoyed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You saw Jurassic World, what, twice?
I did see Jurassic World twice.
You didn't see it in IMAX, but you saw it in 3D.
Yeah, and the first time I thought it was so douchey. Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
No.
Yeah. Well, man, I thought it was mega cheeseball.
Well, yeah, it's because of that I probably haven't seen it.
I still think it's cheeseball. Anyway, I don't want to get too distracted with that. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Zach has some fresh stories for us. Also, I'm going to talk about awkward things that girls think about when going downtown, weirdest things men find that turn them on that they don't want to admit, and also I read an article about the worst things about Hugh Hefner from Holly Madison. Did you read any of that stuff?
No.
It was really weird and creepy. I don't know if it's true, but I want to touch on that just a little bit. And I also wanted to talk about stuff that guys with girlfriends should stop doing, since we both have girlfriends. And I haven't read it yet. I didn't vet it because I'm curious. I want to read it on the air and find out if I actually do any of these things.
Read it fresh?
Yeah, read it fresh.
Well, you probably don't do any of those things.
I probably do a lot of those
things.
Well,
you might, yeah.
We'll see. Anyway, back to Jurassic World. It was cool. Entourage I enjoyed way more. Maybe that's just because I'd been waiting for it for so long. Well, I waited 20 years for a decent Jurassic Park sequel, and I say I waited for Entourage. But, man, it was any fan of the show, it's really satisfying.
I think the problem with Jurassic World is that you had your standards set so high.
Probably.
That has to be it. You were so excited about it.
I was just so excited that there's no way it couldn't be a letdown.
No. They could have put anything on screen. They could have had actual dinosaurs that they grew from DNA on screen. You would have been like, that sucks.
Yeah, I would have been like, that's lame.
That's not that cool. Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
The lack of Jeff Goldblum helped with that, though. That's
I love Jeff Goldblum.
Entourage was cool because it was like a season.
It was.
It was season 9 of Entourage.
Everybody says going to see Entourage is just like watching 3 episodes of the show, but it's not. It's really a whole season crammed into one.
On the big screen,
it's
no
like
less.
The beginning and end. It spans across, I think the whole movie spans across like 10 months if you include this time the movie's in production. But hey, come on, it's a season. I'm sticking with that.
Yeah, I'll take it. And it's funny because we were talking about this after you watched it. There's separate segments in it like where the scene will change, and you'll know, like, that's where they would have ended the episode.
Yeah.
The music would have started, and
you could almost cut it into episodes if you wanted to.
It was almost perfect. Somebody might.
People would probably hate this if you weren't Entourage fans, but there are two characters you rely on to be funny in the show. There's Drama, who is hilarious in the movie, and Ari, who delivers max laughs in the movie. And, of course, the character you rely on for a little bit of story is always Eric, and all those are exactly the same as and, of course, Vince is just a set piece.
Right. As always.
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow, even though he's the most important part of the series.
He's the central focus, but he's along for the ride somehow.
Yeah, he's the least important part of the show.
He doesn't steer the ship in any way.
No, it's strange how that works.
Yeah, it was a good movie, but let's move on to stories. What do you got?
All right, I got some. I'm going to start off with some little different statistics.
Was that my phone?
I didn't hear anything.
I heard an email. Yeah, I think it was me. Hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Very professional.
Yeah.
I got some statistics from Japan. Apparently, for men in Japan looking for love isn't that easy, new survey has revealed that a quarter of them are still virgins by 30. A quarter of them.
Really? I didn't think there was anywhere in the world where anybody was a virgin by 30.
Apparently, it's a huge problem. They have classes or something you can take on like how to court
a woman.
How to
score with chicks?
Yeah. Maybe we should start trying. Go ahead.
Well, if it doesn't have anybody at 30, how do you even know which hole to stick it in?
Well, they got that. Hey, you know there's a lot of stuff that's cranked out from Japan on the internet.
Yeah, well, you think people are just so accustomed to porn that nobody even wants to go out and try to bang chicks?
No, I think they're trying, but the standards are a little lower because they have all
that.
They
think it's going to be super easy?
Yeah, but at the same time, well, no, you make a good point. They do blur everything out. How good could you actually know the whole system, you know?
You think the size issue plays into it? Maybe they feel inadequate from watching somebody porn.
It's gotta.
Look, I'm not saying that's anything that's unique to Japanese culture. I think the size that's prevalent in porn has been a plague on men's egos for the history of porn.
Yeah, I'm not a stereotype guy or stereotype kind of guy. I don't like to play into that. But as far as the Asian persuasion is concerned, I think there's some stark evidence that.
Well, you think that one's legit?
Yeah. There's been studies, man, from universities and stuff. They call people in, they fly them over, they measure.
Do you think the same could go for other ethnic groups that are supposedly larger than the rest? I think it's true. It's got to be true.
I think so. Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong.
Do you think that the average white male is solidly average? That's a legit stereotype?
That is definitely. Okay, that's probably the biggest stereotype of all of them. That everybody's
and I'm perfectly comfortable
against.
With that. I can go to sleep with a smile on my face with that one.
Well, all right.
All right, let's press on.
All right, some Arkans.
Hold on, real quick. Did you know any virgins at 30? You probably don't even know any 30-year-olds. I mean, I'm almost 30, but.
I can think of one, but I don't know if he was 30. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, I do know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know if he was 30. I think he was like 27 or something.
It was no big secret. You're talking about somebody who was on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the original four.
All right. Well, you didn't have to divulge that. You didn't have to spill those beans.
Dude, come on. He said it in the first episode of our show.
You're right. He did.
So
anybody can go back and listen to that.
Yeah. Corey was a verge, and I don't know how old he was at the time. I think he was pushing 30, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe he needs to look into some of those classes.
Yeah, maybe.
And as far as the classes are concerned, there's a serious market for that. Maybe we should get our show translated to Japanese.
What you just said is way more mean than anything I did. Maybe you should look into some of those classes.
You started off with Corey was a verge. Come on.
Well, look, can you tell me that if we ever got the guy back on our show, that wouldn't be the number one question you wanted to ask?
That's that if point. In the
How long has it been since he was on our show? A year and a half or something? 2 years?
Probably like a year and a half.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a question still burning in my brain.
I don't have my charts in front of me, but if I had to guess, like a year and a half.
Yeah, I would probably guess that as well. Well, you know what? We're coming up against a break, so why don't you go ahead and tease what we have coming up next, and then we'll get into it after the break.
All right. Arkansas cops hunt a man seen masturbating outside a come-and-go convenience store. Yeah.
Do we really need to talk about that one?
No. That one's honestly, that one teases itself.
The title itself isn't out. Like, it's perfectly, that one's ready to go. I also have, awkward things that girls don't want to talk about while performing. Noggin.
Cabeza.
Weirdest turn-ons that dudes have they don't want to talk about. And the things about Hef that apparently were so weird and creepy, and they are weird and creepy. We're going to get into that, as well as things guys with girlfriends should quit doing. Right after this short break, you're listening to The Status Bureau on Talk Radio 1190.
The Status Bro. Guy-centric radio. Right here. On Talk Radio 1190. Sometimes crude, often juvenile, but always honest. You're listening to The Status Bro, right here on Talk Radio 1190.
And we're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Zach the Youngblood Lewis is here.
Bronichiwa.
You love doing that to rub it in Andrew's face, don't you?
Love it. Every show.
Every single time you do that, I know that's why.
Yeah. It's better than Bro Aloha.
Yeah, that one sucks. I was listening to that liner a minute ago and how we're crude and juvenile, but we're always honest.
Yeah.
and it made me want to. Okay, look, I know. I teased before in an upcoming segment we had the things that guys with girlfriends should stop doing, and I probably do a couple. I bet you're scot free on that. I just have a feeling you are.
You didn't hear me earlier.
I think I'm more of a scumbag.
In the first segment, you were like, oh, we probably don't do any of those things. I was like, well, I don't.
And oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
So I think I said, well, you probably do. Yeah.
Zach the Unbud Lou has never hesitated to call me a scoundrel.
No. Well, whatever. Well, no, you just said you called yourself a scumbag. I'm all right. I'm in the free and clear.
It's okay if I say it.
All right. I see.
I was joking.
I'm sure I do at least one of those things.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you, what's going on with you and your girlfriend? Are you guys back to doing the crazy stuff, or are you still, you've been a little French vanilla lately?
In the last weekend, we got a little bit back into it.
Really? How long had it been?
A couple of months, easy. Mm. Now, this is not strictly no banging. That happened. Just normal stuff. Easy stuff.
A couple of months?
Yeah, before we'd busted out any of the tools of the trade, as it were. Been a while.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with these tools.
We didn't do anything exciting. I didn't, put a leash on her, walk her around the apartment or anything, but...
Good God. It's like something out of a human
Jesus.
Centipede.
No, it was simple stuff.
Remarkably disturbed by that.
Yeah.
Did you use any, did you use a Vibreeze?
Yes.
Hmm.
On an unrelated note, I found out recently my uncle in Michigan listens to this show, so hi, Uncle Brad.
Oh, all right. Well, dude, you can't worry about that while we're talking, okay?
No.
This is, you know.
I did. I used two. Two separate
ones. If Uncle
ones.
Brad is listening and he's not thinking about your sex life, but rather just feeling like he's hanging out with a group of guys, then we are accomplishing our mission. If, however, he's judging us and thinks we're creepy, then
he'll probably
we're still accomplishing our mission.
Yeah, good point. No, I used two. Stayed away from the back door. I heard there's been some trouble in paradise back there.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. She said she's had some issues. So she was like, yeah, just...
I know what it is.
Do you?
Yeah. It's got to be a roid. It's got to be.
I appreciate how candid
it's
you are.
It's such
about
a logical... Well, dude, I'll admit, I've had two in my life.
Yeah, you said you have.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
And they'll last for a while, like much longer than they rightfully should.
All right.
I think I had one that was like 3 or 4, like a month solid.
All right, so how'd you get rid of it?
I didn't. I just kept like going out normal. And then, you know what's really weird?
Hmm.
You know how they say it's caused by excessive wiping or like pushing too hard or constipation? I think those are the big three.
Or sitting too long. I've heard that.
Yeah, that could be as well.
But
that makes sense because
no.
you know, the gates open and it you get too relaxed.
Yeah, sure.
So it's really weird. It would not go away. So I was not eating or consuming anything that would make me constipated because I didn't want to exacerbate the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But God, dude, it's miserably uncomfortable, like really bad.
Right.
When you sit down, it's brutal. Unless you're in the most, even if you're in the most comfortable chair ever, just riding in your car, sitting on any chair, a stool, anything, it's absolutely horrible.
That sounds awful.
It's so uncomfortable. It's like a burning, flaming, just sensitive pain. It absolutely sucks. You can take some ibuprofen or Aleve, some kind of anti-inflammatory, and that will work pretty well. Makes it better.
You didn't pursue the like the preparation H on
it? No, I just couldn't do it. It's too gross.
It's pretty gross.
It's just disgusting. Yeah, I couldn't bring my... Well, honestly, I would have used it because I wanted some kind of relief.
It was
but
that bad.
I couldn't... muster the I couldn't get the gusto to go and buy it.
Right. You have to walk into a store and pick that up and everybody knows.
Can't do it.
We know what's happening here.
It's too awkward. I'm like, nope, not gonna do it. And then eventually I'm gonna lie down the diet because this has become so uncomfortable.
Sure.
And this is weeks it's been going on. And finally I said, screw it. I don't remember what I did. I was eating somewhere or did I just went nuts for a weekend and then I had a really constipated duty. Like a big one.
All right.
And it hurt coming out. Like I had to force it. Like it's one of those ones that feels like boulders.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like it feels like what Indiana Jones is running from in Raiders of the Lost Ark is exploding out of my butt. But
yeah.
Not exploding. It comes out slow. It's excruciating. It's like something out of Saw.
Yep.
So that comes out, and I'm just like, oh, my God, that probably made this problem so much worse.
Yeah.
So much worse.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I'm in the shower, and I'm cleaning off kind of in that area, and I don't really feel it anymore. So I check with, like, some TP, like, in the area, you know, it's not sticking out anymore. It's almost like a deflated balloon.
Huh.
That's what it feels like, kind of.
I wonder what happened.
I don't know. Did it pop or something? I don't know. But anyway, after that, it started to go away.
Yeah.
And then it was gone. After 4 or 5 days later, I was back to, ship shape.
Wow.
Yeah.
No,
but there's no worse feeling than something going wrong with your bunghole, dude.
Oh,
it's
worse.
So awkward. You're like, I feel like the most disgusting person ever, and there's nothing I can do about this.
And you have to hide this shame.
Exactly.
This
you can't
yeah.
tell anybody.
You can't tell anyone that
you're
it
not
sucks.
Gonna be like, God, this roid sucks.
Yeah. Like, it's not like you stubbed your toe.
Yeah.
You can't complain about it.
Oh, this hurts so bad.
You know, I used to work with a guy, my old part-time job at the bookstore.
Yeah.
And he had to leave work one day because he went to the bathroom and went to wipe, and there's just straight blood.
Dude, don't bleed and stuff. Yeah, yeah, that's a real thing.
Yeah, he had to go to the hospital.
You could, it'll say, like, wipe too hard, and you'll see, like, straight droplets of blood landing in the water, and I'm like, oh my God.
Dude, that sounds so awful.
Yeah.
I hope that never happens to me.
It's like a really gross version of the Dexter intro, like the blood, drops of blood hitting the water.
Ew.
But yeah, it's got to be way worse for chicks.
Has to
I
be.
Know that my sister told me she's had this problem too.
Really?
Yeah.
No good, huh?
Yeah, no. I mean, it has to be worse for women because we're guys. We're already gross.
All right.
But even for a guy, it's uncomfortable. It's awkward.
I can't dodge this bullet. This will happen to me. It's like saying you'll never get a cavity. At some point, like, it has to, right?
Maybe. Maybe you're just one of those people who it doesn't happen to.
No way.
I mean, I had my first one when I was in my early 20s.
I spend more time on the can than anybody else I know.
I think maybe it doesn't matter. I think certain people are just more prone. I think my first one was before I was even old enough to drink. I think I was like 19 or 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then I didn't have another one until I was like 25.
That's so strange.
Yeah, I don't know what tips it over the edge.
Right, maybe,
but
some people are just more prone.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I have no idea. But I've only ever had two, and each time was equally uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't remember how the first one went away. I think it was just I kind of let it run its course. But still, they can last a long time.
That sounds so bad.
I don't know that there's any natural remedy just to instantly get rid of it, even if you go to like a doctor's office. Is there? I don't know.
No, I think the big Prep H, that's kind of the whole thing, right?
I think Prep H is only pain relief. I don't think it actually treats anything.
Really?
Yeah, it's just to make you more comfortable, but I don't think it will fix the problem.
There's no way you're right. If Prep H was straight, like, applicable pain relief, it would be used a lot more than just for the back door.
I'm telling you, I think it is. I don't think there's any known home remedy for this. I think you have to let it kind of run its course.
Maybe you're right.
But I don't know.
What are you going to do?
I'm only an amateur physician.
Huh. All right. Well, thanks for the lesson.
Yeah, sure. Now let's get back to the stories. That was quite the detour we took, but those are the detours that make our show great.
That's
if
true.
We're not having those detours, then we're not doing our job.
All right. Heinz ketchup. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Ran into some trouble with a German man. Apparently, for a couple of years, from
2012
to 2014.
Do you like Heinz ketchup, Zach? Gotta ask.
Oh, I love it.
Really? I know some people are like, I like Hunt's better. I can't imagine liking Hunt's. Anyway, continue.
I'm a ketchup fiend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be the Heinz.
So great. It's the best. From 2012 to 2014, Heinz runs this campaign, I think in German. No. Just a campaign all over where they had those QR codes, you know, you can scan with your phone, and it would take you to some kind of Heinz website.
Yeah.
You remember those.
I remember those.
They're still kind of around.
They're still around a little bit. Yeah. What happened to those?
Just never picked up. I don't know. Did you ever scan one for anything?
Yeah, once, years ago.
To see if it worked,
I think
worked,
with my
right?
first iPhone, when it was an app I heard about, I was like, whoa, that's cool. Yeah, but no.
Yeah, I did that once, and I was like, wow, that's cool, it works.
It is a cool technology. If you saw it in a movie or something, you'd be like, that's cool, but it's really not that useful.
You might remember this campaign. They ran this campaign where you scan the back of a code on a back of a bottle, and it takes you to a website where you can design your own Heinz bottle, and the winner or whatever, the most popular one that people voted on, would be printed
actually,
on a Heinz bottle.
Actually, be an actual Heinz bottle.
Well, they ran this from 2012 to 2014. The domain expired, and it got picked up by a German porn site called Funderod, where a German man accidentally stumbled into
Fun Dorado.
Yeah, I guess he had it in the back of his pantry, and he was like, oh yeah, I'll check this out. I don't know why, but he all scanned it and got led to that. So Heinz had to issue some kind of apology because the QR code on the back of their bottles leads to a porn site.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is hilarious.
That is great.
What if it was like what if it was a kid or something?
You never stumbled into trouble like that? Something that was expired?
No.
I have two instances that I can think of. My mom, back in the day, used to say, you know, when Santa Claus was the big thing in the household.
Sure.
She'd say that if I was bad or my sister was bad, she'd call 1-800-NORTH-POLE. Santa, the Santa hotline, right?
You call 1-800-NORTH-POLE
and
it was a phone sex line?
She used to tell that to kids at school, right? She'd say, hey, I'll call 1-800-NORTH-POLE and talk to Santa. You've been bad. She's a teacher. Well, one kid a few years back went home and called the line.
And saw Santa's pole, huh?
Yeah, the North Pole.
That
is
great.
And it led to a... there's a whole thing. The other one I can think of, and this is the dorkiest thing ever, Who Framed Roger Rabbit on the Nintendo Entertainment System. Back in the day, it had a phone number in it for calling Jessica Rabbit. And if you call it now, it leads to a phone sex line.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great. There's a Nintendo game that does that. That's cool.
It's weird. I think Jessica Rabbit was the first chick I ever wanted to bang.
Yeah, and she was a cartoon.
And she was a cartoon.
She started a serious trend in the pornography business.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Dude, I bet there's a bunch of themed. You had something I wanted to go back to, and now I forgot what it was. Before you went to the expiration, before talking about before you got into the Santa thing.
The Heinz QR code, yeah. Fun Dorado.
We've got off on yeah. quite a tangent here. Do you have any more? Because I want to talk about the awkward BJ thing.
I got a funny headline.
Oh, is that the come and go thing?
Oh, I already said that one.
Oh, yeah, we already talked about that.
That one's good.
The come and go is great. Because even if you don't have a particularly dirty mind, anytime you see a come and go, everybody's like, right. Huh.
And it's funny because apparently in the article, it's straight out, it's spelled K-U-M.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's legit, but that's what it says.
No, that is how it's spelled.
Really?
Yeah, but that's not the way you spell the gross word for... Eh.
No, but it's closer than...
than C-O-M-E.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
One less vowel.
Yeah, I think so.
A naked man was arrested in Pike County, Kentucky, after running into a Walmart wearing shoes, socks, and a Halloween mask, screaming, "I'm on fire." And he runs to the back of the store, he pulls out a bunch of gallons of milk, and he just douses himself. Now, he wasn't actually on fire. That's what's funny about it. And he wasn't wearing any clothes.
Was he on, like, bath salts or something?
I don't know. The police didn't reveal what he was actually on. If you had to take a shot in the dark, you'd say bath salts.
No. Well, okay, there's two. Anytime there's one, like, a really outrageous story where somebody's doing something off the walls like this,
yeah.
I always assume it's one of two things. It used to always be PCP was my go-to. Because I watch a ton of cops.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of times it was PCP. But... I would say number two nowadays is bath salts. Somebody like ate a dude's face on bath salts once.
That's true. That was when they blew up and everybody's like, seriously?
Yeah.
You can buy this from Victoria's Secret.
People thought that was like the beginning of the actual zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I remember. That was a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's funny, that video I posted from the show's page with that dude that was screaming outside of his apartment about God or whatever and got
yeah.
tased.
Yeah,
that was your guess. You're like, no, bath salts, gotta be.
And it probably was PCP, honestly.
Who knows?
All right, well, coming up next after the break, I want to talk about awkward things that all girls talk about while... doing the deed south of the border. I also have men's weirdest turn-ons that they don't tell people. Holly Madison reveals the weirdest things that Hugh Hefner would require his girlfriends to do in the mansion and things that guys with girlfriends need to stop doing. Right after this break, you're listening to The Status Pro on Talk Radio 1190.
You're listening to The Status Bro right here on Talk Radio 1190. Boys will be boys. This is The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
And we're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, what's up?
Before the break, we were talking a little bit about things that... All right, Zach, let me start this off with a question that I have to ask you. Whenever you've been in a situation where a woman's head region is near your nether region, are there times throughout that you think, maybe she's... What's going on in her head?
I think most dudes think that all the time, but in that particular case, yeah, you're wondering, all right, is this gonna go somewhere?
Oh, there
right?
are insecurities that have to go through your that
of
are
course.
You know, you're like, is she gonna notice that maybe I haven't, you know, my grooming is a little overdue, or
I haven't showered
yet today.
I usually try to think
that.
Of that stuff in advance. I don't think of that at the time because at the time I'm like, my head's in other places.
I don't always know when it's gonna happen, so of course I'm thinking about it at the time.
Really?
Yes, I don't want to be gross. I worry about that constantly because I'm a hygienic guy. I really don't want to be gross.
Maybe I'm selfish in that way. I don't know. I genuinely, in the moment, no, dude, I don't think about that at all. I'm like, who cares?
If she has prior knowledge, it doesn't bother me. And I can explain that to you a little bit.
Please.
Say you're with a girl one night, you guys bang. The next morning, you get a beach. Then I'm like, I'm not grossed out by it because she knows.
We've talked about this before.
If she knows, then I'm like, okay. But if she, you know, if it's not.
It's probably assumed you did kind of a wipe down maneuver.
I don't want to ever have something gross that's surprising, I guess is what it is.
Who would?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. But I mean, you know, do you think about it for the other person or just yourself? It's not something you get caught up in. Usually,
I'm doing the deed on a chick?
Yeah, you probably assume the chick is. Set, right?
Yeah, but you notice things.
I know where you're going with this.
You can kind of tell sometimes.
All right.
If maybe she's not at her most fresh. Come on. Girls have to know the guys notice that as well.
Yeah, well.
That has to be.
Yeah,
I don't know
it's
if girls notice it as
thing.
Much, but I think the male region is easier to keep kempt than the female region. Yep. A lot less moving parts are involved.
Ours isn't self-cleaning.
Well, yeah. That's true. But it also seems like the easiest piece of equipment to deal with of all time.
You're right. It's.
I still don't know what's going on down there.
It's
with
pretty
chicks.
Simple. Cash and prizes. Yeah. Not a whole lot to work with.
No. You. I mean, you think that.
Yeah. No, you would. I suppose, yeah.
Okay, this one's weird. It's the number one awkward thing, the first one on the list that girls won't mention about doing this particular deed.
Okay.
The oral deed. Yeah. It's easy to think about the worst case scenario from time to time, like reflexively biting down for no reason at all.
I don't think about that at all. Should I?
Have you never thought that was a fear that went through your head?
No.
I have.
Really?
But I thought even if somebody bites down as hard as they can, it's not like they could actually bite off my crank, right? That's not possible, is it?
You know, I heard once that it takes 7 pounds of pressure, 7 pounds of pressure to bite through a finger. And it's almost like biting through a carrot.
Yeah,
that's how much you need.
I don't
to go
that,
straight through a finger with
there's
bone.
No actual bone in my ween, so I don't know that it would hold up as well as a finger.
Exactly.
But it's also a finger is much less girth. It doesn't have as much of the girth, Brooks.
I thought you were going to say rigid. I was like, no, dude, you're wrong on this one.
The girth of Kit.
I suppose you're right. There's a little less muscle mass.
Yeah, that
there.
has to factor in.
And I assume if there was some kind of reflexive bite, it would be immediately followed by a reflexive stop biting kind of thing. You'd be like, oh, wow, I should stop doing this. Yeah. It's not like you're going to go straight through in one shot.
Oh, just grab her head and be like, stop doing that,
yeah.
Please.
Ow, please, no.
You ever had an injury to your dong that drew blood?
No, I think I almost snapped it once.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that was she on top? It's got to be.
She was.
I've heard that's the most likely scenario for
it
that.
Was,
I never had
it. It's such a
happen.
Shame because we haven't done that set position since, and it was a really good one.
What was it, like reverse cowgirl or something?
You got it.
Yeah.
Yep. So it was a little, things are getting heated, of course. Get a little too excited.
See, that's the one. That's the one. It's a position that's great on paper, I think. I love to see it in a video. But when I'm actually doing it, I get a little bit distracted because the ass is right there.
Yeah.
And I can't help a little bit but staring, you know, downtown Browntown. I don't necessarily want I don't know that I want that in my face as much as I think I do before engaging in that particular position.
I guess you're right, but in that vein, you used to say
you're looking right down Main Street.
You weren't a fan of the numbered position.
The what?
The 16.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That's true. I didn't used to like it, but now I do.
Right. And that's, you know, that's a little in your face.
Very much in your face.
Right. So if that one doesn't bother you so much anymore, I wouldn't think the reverse, you know.
But that one you just mentioned is one I would only do when I was drunk.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the only time I really like it. It's the only time I ever think to do it is when you're feeling kind of crazy. It's
that
not like a regular
right.
everyday activity.
It is fun, though.
It's not part of the usual rotation. It is fun. I hated it as a younger man, which I told you, and I avoided it for years.
I was always
and then
a fan.
Tried it out again recently, and you're right. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
It has its virtues.
Yeah. There's things about it that are a plus.
Yeah, definitely. Should we move forward? I totally forgot
probably.
Where we're going.
Yeah,
with
we should probably get out
okay,
of this.
Number two, awkward things girls think about when. Is there really a way? Is there a way I can just say this consistently that's not oral? Can I say oral?
Probably.
It's more often than not leads to sore wrists, jaws, and things. Oh, sore wrists, jaws, and thighs.
What? Thighs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, from the, that one actually kind of makes sense.
I guess.
The crouching, the
as
the
much as
feeling.
They pretend to be into, okay, well, in my defense, it's not, guys go through those same pains pretty much.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not the wrist as much, but all the others.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No, that kind of thing happens with everybody. Everybody has concerns like that. You're thinking in your head, okay, this kind of hurts. But you roll with it because not only is it, you know,
but
good,
dude, the Charlie horse thing still happens to me all the time.
Really?
I thought you had that too.
It's happened to me before.
It seems to be the most in the morning, and a lot of times it will be when I'm on spooning.
Morning, huh? You know what that is? Lack of potassium. That's your problem.
I thought it was calcium.
I actually have no idea.
I think it's calcium.
I thought calcium were for your bones. Who knows?
Yeah, that's a good point. I tell you, that mustard trick works, though, if you ever need it in a
I
pinch.
Still don't believe it. You want to explain this one? I don't believe you.
All right, listen. To our listeners, this is a tip that is very valuable, and
yeah,
you can use it anytime. It works better if you have an empty stomach.
Tried and true, apparently.
Oh, it's very tried and true.
All right.
If you have a Charlie horse in any part of your body, a cramp, say your foot, your thigh, it doesn't matter, anywhere. Eat a spoon, a tablespoon, it's got to be a tablespoon, full of yellow mustard, and I'm telling you, 10 minutes, you're good to go.
Like French's yellow mustard.
Exactly. That's exactly. Actually, last time I used store brand, but it still worked.
Just not like honey mustard.
Yep. No,
not spicy brown.
Not Dijon.
Not Dijon.
No Grey Poupon type stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
And what you said was, a lot of the times I get these things after drinking. Night of drinking, you know how it is. You drink a bunch of beer. I mean, you probably
yeah, because you're real dehydrated.
Yeah, drinking a bunch of beers. You go home, you crash.
Yeah,
you wake up in the morning with a headache, and lo and behold, at some point, like 3 a.m., you wake up and you grab your leg because it's time.
I remember talking to you, and I think it was Elise at work about this. How you guys will just like lay in bed and try to get rid of it. Where I have to get up and walk around. It's the only way.
Yeah, no,
I walk around. I get up and pace around my apartment. If you know, this is only if I don't have the mustard. Well, so in the middle of the night, I don't necessarily want to do the mustard thing.
Right, no, what you were saying before is you do it before you go to bed.
No, no, it's only, you do it as needed. It's a...
You do it as you get it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so you're saying when you actually get the
Charlie
horse, then
you do it. Yes, that's when you do it.
Okay, the only way there's any kind of evidence that that would work has got to be the distraction. That you're everything in your body is distracted by the taste of the mustard.
It's a placebo effect, maybe?
Yeah. Maybe. I got to try it.
But I'm telling you, it's a rescue remedy, not a preventative remedy.
Right, but the majority of Charlie horses I get when I'm sleeping after drinking.
Yeah.
I doubt I'm going to hop up like you and walk over to the fridge and
I'll get up and walk around. The mustard in the middle of the night is just too gross.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Whatever happens during the middle of the day. I need to see if I can set that off one day, stretch my leg in a weird way that I can get a Charlie horse and go try it.
Good luck trying to intentionally give yourself a Charlie horse. I don't think it's hard, I think.
Well, yeah, with that attitude, I'm sure it is.
All right, next on the list was and things girls find awkward while they're going downtown. They say they get distracted by the smallest things in the middle, like what to have for dinner or what you're... I get this during many sex acts.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and I'm sure it's just an ADD thing, but my mind will wander during all kinds of stuff.
Maybe it is an ADD thing. I like to think it's a almost like a distraction method to keep yourself, you know...
No, I'm telling you.
You don't have that problem.
When I'm trying to distract myself to keep, you know, try not to finish too early.
Exactly.
Then no, there's no distracting happening. It just won't work. Not for me anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, yeah, but you got the ADD thing already.
Can't stop it.
That has to work by default.
Doesn't work at all.
Really?
Can't stop it. Yep. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen.
You don't try anything at all.
Yeah. The only thing I can do is switch the pacing. That's it. And that will help.
That'll buy
me some time. But it's
switch position, something like that.
Yeah. Those are all good.
Right.
Those will buy me a little time.
You never try to do like long multiplication or division.
Nope, that does not work for me at all.
Really?
Doesn't work.
Wonders for me.
Really?
Yeah. But I suck at math. That's why it works. I'm sitting there thinking like, wait.
I'm not great at math either, but...
What is 47 divided by 7? Like, this is the way it is.
Yeah. Well, that is pretty good.
But no, it doesn't work like gangbusters. It's not like, oh, well, I could go all day like this. No, that'll buy me a couple of minutes tops.
All right. If chicks have a problem with oral is something I don't... Maybe I have. I don't... Getting hair in your teeth. That ever happen to you?
That doesn't, not that I can think of, and I'm fortunate in that way. And
I can't really think of it because I mean, and I don't know that it happens to chicks that much either because everybody these days is pretty trim.
I know it's happened in the past to my significant other.
What, it happened with another dude?
No, really.
Oh, I thought you meant she talked about
that's
it
a very
happening
casual
with another
joke.
Guy.
Thank you.
You
no.
mean it happened from you to her?
Yeah, exactly.
Why
and
would
I
you
felt bad?
Why would she tell you about that? That's awful.
Well, because after the act, she was like messing with her teeth, and I was like, "What are you doing?" And she was like, "You know," and I was like, "Oh,
ugh.
Oh, that felt bad."
Oh, that's gross, dude.
Well, you know.
That makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
Honestly, that's what makes you uncomfortable out of
makes
this whole
me a
thing?
Uncomfortable.
That's what tips you off?
All right, you know, I had the things about the Hugh Hefner things that were really creepy. It's a good read. I promise we'll get to it at some point, but I don't know that I'm going to talk about it right now, and I don't really want to finish up. I think I've got as much enjoyment as I can out of the awkward beach thing. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about the things that guys with girlfriends should stop doing, only because I think it ties in so well with this segment.
Sure.
Anyway, we're going to take a real quick break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/The Status Bro Show. You're listening to The Status Bro right here on Talk Radio 1190.
We're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeart Radio app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined in studio with Zach the Unbud Lewis.
Hey.
And man, I had some right before we went to break that I said I wanted to talk about. I think it was the stuff guys with girlfriends need to stop doing, but I'm so distracted by the cockroach thing. I can't get over it.
It's really got you over the around the bend, huh?
So grotesque, man. Let's get one thing straight. I hate all bugs.
Right.
I think they're all horrible.
And you should.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, a ladybug I think is grotesque.
Yep. Because they get numbers and they clump and it's disgusting.
Dude, come on. I can't be the only one who thinks cockroach is the absolute worst.
No, I think many people would agree with you.
I think it's a genuine fear almost. I don't know why. It's just I'm so disgusted.
And it's funny because they're harmless. You know, you'd think things like hornets or wasps or fire ants would be the worst. But no, cockroaches are huge.
They're awful.
And they scurry around fast and they're disgusting.
Now, for our listeners, we work in a building with, you know, a studio with several, a building with lots of studios and offices.
Right. It's a nice place.
That kind of thing. Yeah, it's a nice place. It's well maintained, but we're here, you know, in the evening. And, you're the one who stumbled upon it.
I
got to tell people, it's so grotesque. Whenever I spot a cockroach, it's almost like seeing a great white shark in a swimming pool. Like, it's so unexpected that I'm like, ugh! Like, I jump out of my skin almost. Like, you got me. Little bastard.
I can never use this place again. Yeah, we got here this evening.
God, I feel like they're crawling on me right now.
Everybody took off.
Whose phone was that? Was that your phone?
It's got to be yours. I silenced mine.
Mine's silenced.
Huh.
Oh, you know what I think it is? It's my iPad in my messenger bag.
Oh. An unexpected
force.
Yeah, I got here. We were getting set up, and I was like, you know, I'm going to go do a deed, number twosie. We get, you know, head over to the bathroom, and it's after, this is the office, this is offices, right? It's a nice bathroom. The stairs out there are made of granite. It's a nice place.
Yeah, they're marble. Yeah, it's nice. Very nice.
So I get out to the bathroom, second floor, and lights off, automatic light. Pop it on, walk in. Sure enough, there's like two or three of these things.
Oh, my God.
And they're big.
You told me, and like my skin just instantly starts to crawl. I squirm in my chair just thinking about the big, long antennas waving around.
And as manly as I'd like to claim I am, this isn't a number one. I got to sit there for a
little. You jump a little bit. Like, it startles you. Like,
yeah, you're like, oh, no. You turn around. You hope there's not one there on your way to the exit because I'm standing in the middle of these things, the battleground. So I turn around, get out of there, hoof it to the first floor. Sure enough. Free and clear. So that's where I did the deed. But I think that's what you got to do now. You can't.
Oh, and it's so creepy to say, but I think they feel safe and they come out in the dark.
Exactly.
Because the bathroom, down, if you go down one floor, that one, the lights stay on all the time. Where in this floor, they're motion censored. And I think that's how they got you. And these aren't like the little tiny roaches. These are like Men in Black style enormous ones.
And these offices have kitchenettes.
Moby Dicks.
You'd think they'd be trying to figure out how to get in there. No. Where do they hang out?
The men's room. Oh, my God. It's so gross.
It's almost bad enough to make you want to use the women's room.
I'm not even joking, dude. I'm going to go to management tomorrow and tell them just because it's so gross.
Yeah, you probably
should. It's so gross.
Bad things happen here late at night.
Yeah, like sometimes we work after hours. I'm here all the time. I want to know that I can go take a squeege and not be ambushed by nature's most disgusting insect beast.
It's awful. No.
But during the break, also, you and I were talking about, we're not going to get to any of the content we actually wanted, but that's kind of the way our show goes.
Yeah.
You were still trying to sell me on the Vibreach thing with the girlfriend, and I firmly decided, I don't care if she's listening, anybody's listening, any of my friends, I don't know if I can do it. It's too gross, it's too creepy and off-putting to me. I don't want to see it, I don't want to know about it, I don't ever want to handle it, I don't want anything to do with it. I'm an all-natural, I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy. I like to be avant-garde with the stuff we'll do, but I still want it to be skin-on-skin only.
You firmly decided that I don't know if you can do it.
You know we'll branch out and do some crazy stuff. Like, we're out there.
Eventually.
But I don't want hardware. I don't want the addition of electricity involved in it.
It's where it comes from. That's the hardware.
I don't want that.
You don't use, blindfolds or ropes or anything.
I don't want batteries involved in my sex life.
Whips and chains don't excite you. Batteries certainly don't. So I don't know where you're going to branch out.
You know, it's not just, I mean...
Baby steps, Kevin.
It's kind of like how in a porn. I would never watch a porn where a guy's handling a toy. Or there's any kind of hardware involved. I would never watch that.
That's a good point.
Because it's just not for me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You might be stuck here. Now,
granted, if that's my girlfriend's thing, then can't you do that without me? Why do I have to be involved in that?
Because
the stuff that I do by myself, I don't want her involved in.
Well, you're a meat and potatoes kind of guy. Look, if you want to branch out, you want to do crazy stuff. And like you said, at some point you probably will. Look, this is step one. This is baby steps.
Oh, dude. God, I just don't want it. I don't want it.
You haven't even tried it. You're the kind of guy I know who's all about peer pressure. You love
that
stuff.
It's gross to me.
Come on, don't be a kid. Do it.
I don't care if you do it. Just I don't want to be a part of it. Like, it just grosses me out. Maybe I'm not open enough. Who knows?
I think I think you might.
What, you think once I do it, then it'll open up some whole new frontier for me?
I think what it'll open up is you'll realize how quickly the job can get done with that. And you're going to be like, wow, this made my life a lot
easier.
I don't
like that because that is not me doing it.
It is, though. You're using a tool of the trade. Okay.
It's not. Here's how we got. You know, okay, I'll give you an example, okay?
Please.
Say a girl wanted to give you a handy.
Mm-hmm.
And, but one of, this is not a good example.
I think you have the same example.
I was
going to
say, what if she uses like lotion or something? Yeah, maybe way easier, but it's like it's not all natural.
Oh no,
it's not cool.
That's a different.
That's off putting to me. Still,
all right.
It's like cheating. I don't know.
The reason this came about is because last time we did a show, which was a while ago, this was a thing. This was a problem you guys were talking about.
It's an ego thing. It's got to be, man. I'm telling
and,
you.
And she wanted you to work it in, right?
Yep.
And you would go for it like when you were hammered. You'd be like, yeah maybe, but
yep.
Otherwise. Nothing doing.
Sober, there's just no way I'm going to be able to do it. No way, dude. If I'm going to branch out like this, I'm going to need a solid buzz. Stern.
Right. Yeah.
I want to say a good night of drinking and good old-fashioned entertainment will put me in the mood.
That should speak volumes about your actual willingness to want to do it. But back then, you were like, maybe I'll try it. What happened? It's been a month. Where have you been?
Because a couple times, you know, I told you a few times I came close, and I've seen it, and I just I don't like it. And
I think I've
been dealing with it in my personal life. Whenever I see it outside my personal life, I realize how much I don't like it. For example, watching a porn, and all of a sudden it will emerge on the scene, and that immediately will ruin it for me. And I think if it's not something I don't know. It's just it doesn't work for me.
Right,
I just don't like it. It's incredibly off-putting. It's a major turn off. So how is that ever going to work for the both of us? If I'm not enjoying it, she won't enjoy it. I always felt like I was good when it came to going downtown on a chick, and I feel like the reason I was good at it is because I enjoyed it, and I took my time. It was something I enjoyed. It was fun. But this is something that's going to be so forced, it's not going to be cool for anybody.
All right. I think I have a comparison for you. All right. How about this? Say things are getting hot and spicy. All right?
Yeah.
And she tells you, hey, close your eyes. Go try something a little different. All right. And you're like,
what? She tries to thumb the can or something?
Yeah. All right. So she tells you, close your eyes. I'm going to try something a little different. So you close your eyes. Everything's good. New sensation. Something different. Something you haven't felt before. So you pop your eyes open, take a peek. And she's using a device on you.
I would freak out. I would hate that.
But it felt great.
I don't care.
You had no problems with it before.
It's grotesque. It's vile and foul and not my thing. I mean, different strokes for different folks, of course, but it's not for me.
Right. That really does kind of cement it. If you were like, yep, nope, this is awful, then yeah, you probably aren't the kind of person who'd be open to that kind of thing.
Look,
I would
man,
be like,
I'm a nice guy.
Okay,
I want to be a
this.
Good, you know, I want to be in a good, healthy relationship. We've always had a great time between the sheets. And if this is what she needs to somehow advance our relationship, yeah, I'll give it a try, but I don't see why I have to be involved in it. I don't think I'm ever going to be into it.
Yeah.
But of course, I'll try to accommodate, but it's going to be one of those things. And I'm not saying that women don't do this for men. They do plenty of times. But it'll be one of those things that you kind of concede to, and then but you just do it for the other person. It's never going to be mutually fun.
You've had a number of different acts that you've done, and you said in the past that that's how it was.
I just did it because
right.
for her, and I didn't really like it?
Yeah.
Well, like what? Oh, there's – yeah. You're talking about when I've had dated some chicks who liked the third – The
back
third,
door action.
Yeah. Which was never really my thing,
that's
but
always,
of course.
Yeah, but you roll with it.
Yeah, and it's also one of those things that would never happen when I was sober.
Hmm.
I'm way more outside the box when I've been pouring them back.
Well, yeah.
But even when I've been pouring them back, I just don't like the vibrates thing, man. It just grosses me out. I just don't like it. It's not cool to me.
That really that does say a lot. When you've been throwing them down, you're thinking, all right, third input, let's do it.
Yeah.
That's not that gross.
Yeah.
But when it comes to it, electronic device, like, no way, that's too much.
Well, one time I did say let's do it, remember? And then it was out of batteries, and she's shuffling around batteries, and then
yeah,
I'm like, okay, this
story.
Totally took me out of the mood. Like, I forget it. It was a spur of the moment. Like, that would have been cool. But
that's such a tease for your significant other.
How often?
She hated that.
I think there have been three different shows of the last 6 months where we ended up talking about this.
Well, yeah, it's a big thing. It's a big topic.
I'm never going to get over it, I don't think.
It's like when I started doing the
The S&M stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is a big thing. Real quick, should we try to squeeze in some of the things that guys with girlfriends should quit doing?
Yeah, real quick.
Since we're talking about things we should be doing and things we should not, let's switch gears
sure.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is ridiculous, the first one. Sending unsolicited pics of their crank to their girlfriend. I've never sent my girlfriend a picture of my wiener.
That.
Never done it. I've never sent anyone a picture of my wiener. I've never taken a picture of my wiener.
No. You've taken like a video before.
But that was with another totally person involved.
Totally different.
Number two, leaving the bathroom door open while you're dropping a deuce. Never done it.
Nope.
I've never left the door open while I was taking a dump, even when I'm by myself in my apartment.
Mm. No. Nope. No.
So far, we're good with these.
All right.
So far, you and I are gentlemen.
You sound like a pretty tame list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number three, comparing us to other women, especially ones we're friends with or related to. Never done with my girlfriend.
No.
Never done.
Why would you do that?
That's a horrible thing.
That's a rookie
mistake.
You're
dating a total douchebag if you're exactly. with a guy who does something like that.
Yeah. If a guy does that, get out quick.
You're done. Telling us to calm down. I've learned that a long time ago. Never say calm down. Never say relax. Don't say take it easy. You gotta approach it more delicately.
I definitely kind of do that.
You do that sometimes? I bet she hates it.
Well, yeah, but I hate it when, you know, she's...
Well, yeah, but you're lighting the fuse when you pull someone
in. I always try to do it in a very casual way, the way you do it. You remember a long time ago, you once said to me, I was like, hey, you ready to do a show? We're going to get rolling here. You were like, relax. Have another drink.
Oh, yeah, I'll do it to you. I just don't do it to chicks.
Right, well, that's how I do it to her.
Girls.
I'm like, hey, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Relax.
Well, I'm sure
no
she
worries.
Still hates it.
Well, yeah, probably.
I promise she doesn't enjoy that. Hold on. I'm trying to kind of
multitask here.
Who'd have
thought that I'd have been the first infringer on this list?
On my board, I can't find our okay, there we go.
But most of this...
we only have like 30 seconds left. I gotta get ready to go.
All right, yeah.
Number five, you and I never do.
No.
Airing dirty laundry on social media.
Nope.
Never do it.
Nope.
I don't post anything about my relationship on social
also
media.
Also a rookie mistake.
Yeah, very rookie. These are all really dumb. They're retarded.
These are pretty tame.
Number six, saying something is fine and then bringing it up at a later date when you're mad.
I definitely do
I
that.
Do that all the time. I let something slide in a week and I'm like, oh yeah, well last week you really pissed me off.
You stash something as ammo for
yep.
a fight.
I do totally. I'm like, I totally let that go and it really pissed me off. Which defeats the purpose of taking the high road completely.
Yeah, you didn't really let it go in the first place.
You didn't
place,
let it go at all. You just you've
that.
Been letting it fester.
It's the way I am.
Letting that simmer come to a boil is not doing anybody any favors.
You need that.
I'll admit, I've done that a lot.
You need that in a fight.
Yeah, you do. That's true, because that's what really sparks the... Yep.
Exactly. That's what gets it going.
I agree. Oh, whoa, we're...
Time to roll, huh?
Yeah, we're way, way out of time. I didn't even realize. I got a little carried away here.
How could you not?
I love that we do that.
Me too.
I might want to put a pin in this and come back to it next week, because these are pretty good.
Okay, well, the first...
You know, they're making me feel better about myself, but...
Yeah, the next one's going to be Don't Cheat on Your Girlfriend.
Look, we're not perfect. There's going to be some things that we do. Anyway, you can check out more of us. You can hear me all this weekend on 97.1 The Eagle, starting now until midnight, and tomorrow, 7 p.m. till midnight. We're going to go ahead and close it out for this week. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks.
We'll see you next week on The Status Pro on Talk Radio 1190.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or visit our website at thestatusbro.strikingly.com. This is The Status Bro.